Welcome back to Throw Therapy. Off to Evansville tonight, 91-70. As we get into our Wood County Hospital post-game show, courtside Coach Huger joins me to talk about it. And Coach, obviously, Evansville tonight was able to do a lot of the things they wanted to offensively. From a defensive standpoint, it just seemed like you never really could get figured out what you needed tonight. Talk about what Evansville did.
They did what they wanted to do, actually. They were able to drive the ball. We knew they were going to drive to start the game. They did a great job of that, but surprised us with how many threes that they hit. They shot it really well tonight, and when you shoot that well from three-point range, 12 of 15 from three, it's tough to beat. Tough to beat that team, and you know, they shot 60% from the field as well. So whenever you play like that, you have a night like that, is tough.
Even though they shot similar numbers in the first half, you were able to get a three late to cut it to six, came out and scored five quick points in the second half to cut it to one, and then they were able to spread it out again. Was there a turning point there that allowed Evansville to get the momentum back?
Our defense failed us, you know, at the end. And, you know, the second half, they still were able to get the drives that they had in the first half. They were still able to get the threes that they had in the first half. And, you know, when you can put together two halves like that, you know, this is the end result.
Of course, we talked about that motion offense, the constant picking and movement. Tonight was it kind of a situation where you weren't able to fight through enough screens to get where you needed to be defensively?
We weren't tough enough on the defensive end. We have to be much tougher defensively if we want to beat a team like that. And I thought they were the tougher team, and, you know, the tougher team won tonight. They were tougher offensively, they were tougher defensively, and, you know, they prevailed.
Conversely, while you didn't have your best night offensively, I don't know that you would call it a horrible night offensively, but when they did slow you down or stop you, what did they do to get you out of your offense?
They did a really good job of guarding. I mean, that was the thing. They were able to keep us in front. You know, we weren't able to get open. We weren't able to break open. We practiced breaking open. And, you know, the games come quick, and it's a hard offense to try to guard. But they did a really good job of guarding us and keeping us in front and, you know, making us take difficult shots. We didn't turn the ball over a lot. We only had 10 turnovers, but we didn't get the shots that we wanted. And actually, we did get the shots that we wanted. We just missed. You know, we had a lot of open shots, and our guys missed as well, but that's credit to their defense.
Coach, also before the game, you talked about needing to quicken the pace a little, maybe get a few turnovers and some run-out baskets and that kind of thing, and really that never materialized, did it?
Well, we did our part in scoring, you know, 76 points, but they didn't do their part in scoring 68. So, you know, their team coming in averaging 68 points, and they were able to get 91 tonight. So they did a great job offensively and defensively. So all credits go to those guys.
And, Coach, we talk about your young team and learning lessons along the way, and certainly tonight another lesson. I know you – coaches always say it's easier to teach off a victory, but tonight I'm sure some things that you can try and build on and correct as you move forward.
Oh, yes. We'll definitely take a look at this and, you know, go from here. The only thing, it's always a quick turnaround. So we got Old Dominion on Saturday, a very similar team, you know, with a slower pace but can score, very physical. So we gotta figure out a way.
Coach, as always, we appreciate your time post-game, and hopefully get back on track Saturday.
All right. Thank you.
It's BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us, our Wood County Hospital post-game show. Final score, Evansville 91, Bowling Green 76.